He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the April 9th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're on the road again today, but, you know, I never leave the market. You can leave for a little trip, but you can never leave the market. So I put in my 6, 7, 8 hours while the market hours, while the market's open, looking at every single thing that I own and looking at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts on a daily basis. And here are my current observations. Before we get to that, let's take a look and see how the market has opened today. The Dow is up 31 points. That's good. Green. We'll see if it lasts. The Dow is at 16,277, just a week away from its all-time high. The S&P 500 is up almost 2 points right now at 1853, back to its breakout point. Remember, 1850 was a key level that we needed to get through. Well, we got through it, and now we're all the way back to that breakout point, which now serves as support. The NASDAQ is up 14. The NASDAQ is at 4,127. I mentioned over the weekend in the newsletter that the NASDAQ is vulnerable down to the 4,000 area. But the bottom line is, I believe that this very swift rotation that has taken place in the market, probably just about over. Now, there could be another catalyst out there that puts it back into spin mode, but it appears to me that the money is starting to settle. The key is, where is the money settling, and where are the money-making opportunities going forward? So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know what? I've looked at hundreds and hundreds of charts again yesterday. Boy, is there a theme developing to this market. And you know what? We're going to have a guest on today. We're going to bring Nicholas Vardy back from London. He is a global guru investor, manages a lot of money over in Europe. He's also a weekly newsletter writer for Eagle Publishing. Nick Vardy just got back from Estonia and the Ukrainian border, and he's going to give us a report. I believe that'll be in the second half of the show. Give us a report on what's taking place and what the people are feeling right now over in that neck of the woods, because that definitely is something that we need to keep our eye on. And also, as a global investor, I would really like to hear his take on what's going on in the markets right now. Here's my take. For what it's worth, my take is this. The U.S. markets had outsized gains in 2013, while the foreign markets, I don't care if it was Australia, Singapore, Indonesia, Brazil, Argentina, Italy, Spain, it doesn't matter. They've all been lagging the U.S. markets for the last 2.5 years. And I've kept you out of those areas of the market and have kept you in the U.S. markets. But at the same time, I've been saying all along that there will come a point in time when the U.S. markets start to stumble. And I said probably when the stimulus comes to an end. And it will be time to invest in the foreign markets once again. Well, my friends, that time has come. That yellow flag that I put up on January 3rd, I felt a change coming. I felt like something was changing in the market. And now looking back, 3 months past the time that I put up the yellow flag, I can say that that change was getting ready to happen, and that change was a vicious market rotation, not only out of last year's leaders in the U.S. to other areas in the U.S. markets, but also out of the U.S. markets and into foreign markets. Why? Because money has been exploiting our Fed. As long as the Fed was handing out free candy, money from all over the world gushed in to get some of that. You ever seen a pinata? They blindfold them, and the pinata spins round and round, and they hit it with the stick, trying to get to that candy. Then all of a sudden, some little kid, usually batting cleanup on some local Little League team, hits that thing square on, delivers the striking blow that opens up the pinata, and all the candy falls to the ground. And all the kids scramble to pick up the candy. Well, that's been going on for the last 2.5 years here in the United States with free money. Free money for all. We're printing money. We're creating candy over here for the whole world to munch on. And the whole world's been munching on our candy. And the S&P has risen from 666 to 1,850. But all good things don't last forever. They eventually come to an end. And now the candy is about exhausted. The only thing that's left are those real hard ones, those real hard candies with a funny flavor, and usually the wrapper's like stuck to the candy. You can't even separate the wrapper from the candy, you know. If you want the candy, you're going to have to eat it along with the wrapper, and wrappers don't taste very good. That's where we're at in this phase of free money and free candy. That's all that's left is the leftovers. And it's not too good. People are moving on, looking for other candy. And while there may not be much stimulus going on in the world right now, they're looking for value. Right now, value is the candy that the market is searching for. Because the U.S. markets are not cheap anymore. When a U.S. market goes up 29% in 1 year, and the economy only grows by 3%, there's something out of whack there. The market can't support the multiples in a sluggish economy anymore when the candy's being withdrawn. Now, when the candy was there, when the performance-enhancing drugs were there, the market could handle and support higher multiples. That's why money chased social media stocks, Twitter, Facebook, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Priceline. The list goes on and on and on. That's why money chased high PE, in most cases no PE, biotech stocks like Illumina and Jazz Pharmaceutical and Gilead and Biogen, because that was the area that produced the biggest winners while we were on a sugar high here in America. Well, we're getting off sugar. Have you ever done that personally? I don't know, just something to throw out. We've tried it a few times here in the Gunderson household. Let's get off sugar and see what it's like. Well, everybody's grouchy for about a week. Or let's get off Diet Coke. Let's get off the caffeine. Everybody's grouchy for a couple of weeks. But when we finally get off of it, we feel a whole lot better. And that's the way the market is working right now. It's getting off of that sugar high. It's adjusting itself to reality. The reality of no sugar tonight, no sugar ahead. Getting off caffeine, getting off performance-enhancing drugs, and now the market wants value. So now the high PE sector, the money that was parked in those sectors is now moving to the low PE sectors. Energy, banks, high tech, large cap with low PEs, large cap value. But the biggest move, and I believe that the biggest money-making move right now is going overseas, and I'm chasing it. Wait till you see this week's newsletter and the international value investing that we've been doing. We've come around full cycle. Those stocks that were so out of favor 2.5 years ago and have been out of favor for 2.5 years, material stocks down in Australia, oil stocks up in Canada, banking stocks in Chile, all of a sudden, they're coming back with the vengeance, and everybody wants a piece of the action. And they have very low P.E. ratios. Now, it will be interesting when we bring in Nicholas Vardy to get his view from across the pond. He's in Europe. I'm in San Diego. 8 hours time difference, I believe, between us. Nick's going to give us his take in a bit. I believe that's happening at the half point of the show. I want to see if he's in sync with me. Now, the guest we had on last week, which was Fabian, Doug Fabian from Fabian Capital Management, guess what he said? Bill, we got a buy signal on the emerging markets on Wednesday. I said, Doug, I got one a few days before you. I guess great minds think alike, or we're all crazy. We'll find out, won't we? Only time will tell, but right now I'm learning foreign languages again. Foreign PE ratios, foreign stocks are entering, gushing into my portfolios right now. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
back here to the second half, second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. From where I sit, it would appear that this rotation that has taken place, a very swift rotation, which was given a couple of catalysts to really put it into spin mode, one by our friend Janet Yellen, who we'll hear from again this week when the FOMC minutes are released, and that could move the markets, and also from our friend Henry Waxman, whose message has now spread to the World Health Organization, calling on American drugs to be made available, especially the hepatitis C drug that is in question right now with Gilead Sciences, that it should be made affordable for everybody all over the world. This puts a new spin on the biotechs and on drug development, and we'll see where it all lands. But I don't see those areas of the market that led last year returning to leadership anytime soon. I see new areas of the market leading going forward. It's not going to return to those areas of the market anytime soon. Instead, the money is flowing elsewhere. And from where I sit, I see it starting to settle finally. Now, that's the good news. It's starting to settle. Here's the bad news. Those low PE stocks do not move nearly as quickly as the high PE stocks. They just kind of trudge ahead. So it's not going to be as much fun this year. It already has not been nearly as much fun as last year. But the new trend is now to low PE stocks. And those stocks, again, do not move as quickly as high PE stocks. However, you got to go where the money goes. And when the market changes, you have to change with the market. And if you don't change with the market, you get steamrolled. All right, let's take a look at one of the areas where money is going right now. I said overseas. Money is chasing stocks with foreign names right now. I've seen stocks in Australia breaking out. BHP Billiton would be a good example. I gave an example of a supermarket stock in Brazil yesterday that I now own at Gunderson Capital Management. I gave an example of a Canadian oil stock that I now own at Gunderson Capital Management. This is where the money is flowing. It's also flowing towards natural resources. And it's flowing to tech, believe it or not. You say, well, what about tech? How can tech be inexpensive? Large cap tech. Well, one stock that I currently own, and it's behaving quite well in this market, not only is it for conservative growth investors, but I can also make a case for this stock for income investors also. Because as you know, I'm still a firm believer, that interest rates are headed higher, which is very, very bad news for the bond market and fixed income investors. Therefore, I continue to seek equities, stocks, ownership in companies rather than loaning money to people or corporations. I believe in owning a piece of those corporations and collecting the dividends. Okay, let's go overseas. Let's find a large cap stock. Let's find value. Let's find low PE, and let's find a sector that's currently benefiting from this market environment. We have this company over in Taiwan named Taiwan Semiconductor. Okay? Taiwan Semiconductor is a market capitalization of $103 billion. Large cap. Overseas. That's a good start, isn't it? We have a large cap stock that's headquartered overseas that currently has a PE ratio of 16. That's in that range right now that's very, very favorable. Anything between 10 on the downside, 20 on the upside. In addition to this, is trading at a price-to-book value of 3.53. It's not a high-growth stock. Remember, the market is moving away from growth to value. And value is anything in that PE range of about 12 to 20. And growth, you know what? Growth is not at a premium right now. Instead, value is what we're looking for. And let's take a look at the value of Taiwan Semiconductor. Taiwan Semiconductor is currently trading at 12.4 times forward earnings. It is expected to grow by 15% per year. Now, not the 25 and 30 that we've been talking about in the past. These are the kinds of stocks that are out of favor right now. Instead, we want steady growers, and we want them cheap. And if they're overseas, all the better. And if they're large cap, all the better. I have a five-year target price on Taiwan Semiconductor of $34 per share. The stock's currently trading at about 20. It has that 80% upside potential that I'm looking for in stocks that I buy here at Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to this, not only do I own the stock in my conservative growth accounts, but I also own it in my income accounts because it pays a 2% dividend. I would rather have an equity paying a 2% dividend than a U.S. bond paying 2.8, 2.7, whatever it is. One has upside capital appreciation, in my opinion, and the other one has downside risk. Let's take a look at the performance of Taiwan Semiconductor over the years. Over the last 10 years, Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, has delivered 13.3% per year, while the market's delivered 5%. Over the last 5 years, Taiwan Semiconductor has delivered 21% per year, while the market's delivered 17%. Now, these aren't the kinds of astonishing numbers that I've been reporting to you in the past. Instead, this is more steady as she goes, grind it out, decent growth at a cheap price. That's a new theme that now pervades this market. Over the last 3 years, Taiwan Semiconductor has delivered 21% per year. And over the last 12 months, Taiwan Semiconductor is up 22%. Out of the 3,817 stocks that I follow here at Gunderson Capital Management in my Best Stocks Now app, which is now available for the PC, it comes in at number 35, and it's a stock that I own here in my firm at my practice. These are the kind of stocks people want now, that investors want now. You have to change your entire outlook on the market right now and change the way you're investing. By the way, the Best Stocks Now app for the PC is getting rave reviews. I haven't had a really, really good chance to test drive it myself with all of the volatility that we've had in the market, but it seems to be working fine. It's nice to see the app on the big screen. Take a look at the sectors of the market, how they've completely turned upside down, and find out where the new leaders are. How valuable is that for your 401k? Take a look at the leading indexes in the world, how they've completely turned upside down. How valuable is that? Extremely. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the rotation that's taking place in the market. It looks like round and round she goes. Where she stops, I think we do know. And we're seeing where the market is stopping. After a great year in the U.S. last year and some rotation here in the markets this year. We're going to bring back Nick Vardy, who we had on a couple of weeks ago. People enjoyed the interview so much, they said, "Can you bring Nick back?" And one guy even said, "Why don't you just let Nick do the show, Bill?" Well, thanks a lot, okay? But it's great to get a global perspective. You know, I sit here in San Diego. You're in Seattle or Honolulu or Atlanta or Miami or Minneapolis, St. Paul, and there's a lot going on in the world right now. And Nick Vardy is a global guru. He writes a newsletter every week. He's quoted in the press all the time. And I believe Nick just got back from Estonia. Nick Vardy, welcome to the show once again. Oop, do we have him?
Yep, I'm here.
There he is. You know, Nick, last time we talked, you gave my listeners some excellent advice on how the foreign markets, including the frontier markets, the Gulf states, Italy, Spain. Now you're back from Estonia. Now, that's still one of the big wild cards. I mean, look at how the markets reeled as Putin went into Crimean Peninsula, now is rattling sabers at Ukraine. Now, one country over is Estonia. What were your observations there?
Well, you know, Estonia is part of the Baltic states. And, you know, the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania were actually part of the Soviet Union in the bad old days, you know, before it collapsed in 1991. And it's kind of on the geopolitical, you know, front line in terms of Putin's expansionist tendencies. So it really is like being on the front line there. So I think it's less of a kind of direct investment opportunity. Then really, it was really interesting to be there because you really got a sense of how scared the Estonians and the other Baltic states are from the Russians, and something you don't get a lot of coverage in the U.S. press. But to give you an idea, you know, tens of thousands of Estonian men have now joined like a national defense league. The president of Estonia, who's actually he's born in Sweden, but he's essentially an American guy, gave up his U.S. citizenship to run the country. Really pushed NATO to help defend the country. The U.S. has actually sent about six F-16s, and the Brits have sent eight Typhoon fighters. As a signal to the Russians saying, you know, don't screw with us. The NATO flag is flying everywhere you walk around in Tallinn, which is the capital of Estonia. You know, this tiny little country is basically telling the Russians that unlike the Ukrainians in Crimea, who basically, when the Russians showed up, kind of just sang the national anthem when they showed up at their army bases, these guys are saying, listen, you know, you're going to have to pay with a pound of flesh, and we have NATO behind us if you're going to mess with us. So it's a very fluid and quite a kind of serious situation there. And it's interesting how it's really not getting covered in a lot of the press that you read about in the West.
Now, Ukraine is caught in the middle between Estonia and Crimea. And, of course, that's still a wild card there. Now, the markets, at least here in the U.S., seem to think that Putin is done and not, he's not going to go further, push further west. What's your take on the Ukrainian situation right now?
Well, you know, the Ukrainian situation is fundamentally different in that they're not a part of NATO, right? So Estonia and the Baltics are a part of NATO, which, of course, really makes Putin and the Russians angry. But there's a thing in the NATO treaty called Article 5, which means if you attack one country, it's like you attacked my own country. And so that's why there are F-16s and Typhoons in Estonia and the Baltics. That's not the case with Ukraine. In fact, what Putin is pushing for is to force the new Ukrainian government to agree that they'll never join the European Union, which the Baltics are members of. They'll never join NATO, which the Baltics are members of. So it's sort of like one level down in terms of the, you know, the consequences of what would happen. But the reality is if any of those troops sitting on the Baltic border would kind of walk into go into to the Baltics or any other NATO country, that would literally be a reason to go to war. So it's actually a much more serious, potentially much more serious situation.
You know, with all of this going on, though, it seems like in the meantime, at least from where you sit in Europe, you know, our U.S. markets were up 29% last year as measured by the S&P 500, while the rest of the world was really left behind. What are your observations on the world markets at the current time?
The world markets just had an absolutely terrible time over the past 4 or 5 years. And in fact, if you were invested globally over the last 3 or 4 years, you've been suffering pretty hard. If you just look at the broad-based emerging markets index, it's essentially trading at the same level it was in January of 2010. So that's over 4 years ago. Meanwhile, in the meantime, the U.S. market has gone up over 85%. The S&P 500 has gone up over 85%, and a lot of the momentum stocks and high-tech sectors have gone up a lot more. That, I think, as you suggested, is now changing. There's kind of a rotation back into the global markets. And just to give you an idea of how that change has just happened in the past quarter, I monitor about 45 markets globally that U.S. investors can invest in through exchange-traded funds. As I looked at my screen last night, the U.S. was ranked 31st among the 45 markets that I look at, whereas in the past couple of years, it was always in the top one or two or three. So really, you know, what has happened the past month is a lot of people have looked at the value in emerging markets. They looked at the lack of value in kind of the high momentum technology stocks in the U.S., and they're placing their bets, and they're placing their bets on emerging markets, which on average are trading at a PE of about 10.5. They were trading at kind of high single digits up until very recently, and they're taking money out of the LinkedIns and the Twitters of the world, which have dropped 40% over the past 3, 4, or 5 weeks, and they're seeing a lot more upside in certain specific global stock markets and stocks.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree. You know, we had Doug Fabian on the air. I'm sure you know Doug.
Sure.
For a couple of weeks ago, and you know, just about the same time I was getting all these buy signals on the beleaguered emerging markets, I used to say, he was also getting a buy signal on the emerging. So obviously the three of us are watching similar indicators. I've watched the emerging markets just get thrashed over the last several years, especially Latin America, Brazil, Argentina. And now they're blossoming like a rose once again. And I also, like you, I see a move away from high PE to low PE. And one of the courses of least resistance is to the international markets right now.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you what, they offer some very interesting and counterintuitive opportunities. Let me just tell you about one. On 17th of March, which was, I guess, 3 weeks ago, the day that the Russians... the day after the Crimean vote, I actually recommended as a trade to my subscribers to go ahead and buy Gazprom, which, of course, is the world's largest natural gas producer and the quintessential kind of Russian, you know, political disaster company. Now, why would I do that? Well, if you look at the fundamentals of it, insofar as you can, you know, believe them, it was trading at a PE of less than 2, so about 1.9. And there's an expression that the Rothschilds had where they said, you know, buy on the cannons and sell on the trumpets. And buying on the cannons was kind of the time, you know, after the, you know, the day after the Ukrainian vote. And you know what? Russia is the ultimate hate stock and the ultimate hate country in global investing. But you know, within 2 weeks, that stock was up 18%. You know, for my investors, it's back down now slightly. It's up about 13 or 14%. But that's a heck of a lot better than getting slammed in, let's say, U.S. biotech stock over that short period. Now, it's unlikely that I'm going to hold on to this thing forever. But it just shows you by playing these political events, and emerging markets are much more political because there's a lot more political risk in these places than in the U.S. You can really get some pretty big gains over a very, very short period of time by just kind of sucking it up and placing a bet on something that you would probably actually think would be absolutely crazy.
You know, Nick, what percent of the Russian economy would you say is oil and natural resource related?
You know, it's a big chunk of it. It's about 30 or 40%. And let me regale you with a stat. Maybe this will mean something to you, but Russia today, its economy is about as big as Italy's. Italy's got a population of about 48 million people, and it's not the most dynamic place in the world, though, you know, as if you can take a look at their exchange-traded fund, it's actually one of the best-performing markets in the world this year. If you carve out the natural resource part of the Russian economy, they're only as big as the Netherlands, which is a much smaller country of about 15 or 16 million people. So, you know, they just ain't that big without, you know, the natural resource part of their economy, and that is their... You know, that's their bane and their blessing. When that's going well, when commodity prices are high, they make a lot more money. But when that's gone, they're in deep trouble.
Doesn't it? It seems to me like with Putin just parking his troops and rattling his saber, he's keeping oil prices high. Hey, we'll talk about this in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. I want to come back and talk a little bit about the energy stocks, okay?
Okay, terrific.
All right, Nick Bardi from Europe will be right back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're talking with Nick Vardy, Global Guru Investing. Nick, tell us a little bit about, before we get back to business, tell us a little bit about your website and how people can look into your services.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Well, you know, I edit three or four newsletters, and you can find out about them at nicholasvardy.com. And I have a free e-letter that goes out on Tuesdays, which you can just go to the website, nicholasvardy.com, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S-V-A-R-D-Y.com, and you can sign up for that free. And I also have a couple of trading services where I and investment services. Some of them are for more medium or long-term investors. Some of them are for very quick trading profits, both in the option space and kind of the sort of immediate, let's say, earnings-driven space, more for active traders. And so, you know, I edit those newsletters. In addition to that, like you, Bill, I also manage money for people through a various set of investment programs at my firm, Global Guru Capital. So that's what I do during the day. So I'm almost as busy as you are, Bill.
Well, you know what? Another thing, Nick, that I've noticed here recently, there seems to be a move towards the resource stocks. I can't remember the last time I saw BHP Billiton down in Australia breaking out, you know, and Rio Tinto breaking out, and oil and energy stocks, especially here in the U.S., the energy stocks are just, they've taken over leadership for the biotechs right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting when you mentioned companies like Rio and BHP Billiton, because, I mean, talk about suffering from a double whammy. They're both located in foreign markets, or, you know, in the case of Rio, in emerging markets, Brazil, and their energy stocks, which are commodity-based stocks, both of which have gotten hammered in the past couple of years. So if you're looking for kind of a trade to that plays upon reversion to the mean, in other words, things have gotten really, really beaten up in the past 18, 24 months, then it's hard to go wrong with global energy type stocks. One thing I'd mention about the particularly the Rio Tinto story is that a lot of the returns that are driven, a lot of the dollar returns that you see in these stocks are also affected both positively and negatively by currencies. The Brazilian real, the currency there, had gotten hammered for a long, long time, and so it's very difficult for you as a U.S. investor to make money, because even if you made money locally, when, by the time you convert it back to dollars, you didn't have much left. A lot of these emerging markets currencies, the Brazilian real and the Indian rupee and some others, are turning, in fact, even the Australian dollar, are turning around. And so they act as kind of an extra tailwind in terms of the actual returns you're getting from investing in these energy stocks.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed India breaking out to the upside once again. And I know down in Brazil, I guess there's hope for a new leader come the October elections. And, of course, India is going through a big election right now. In fact, it's the biggest election in the world. And surprise, surprise, their current government is full of corruption. Can you imagine that, Nick?
Well, you know, there's a kind of a joke in the emerging markets world, and you can say this about a lot of the countries. You can say, well, X, Y, Z. You can say Brazil, Turkey, or India is a country of the future, and it always will be. And apparently it was Charles de Gaulle who originally said that about Turkey, I believe. But you know, look, I mean, a lot of these countries do have a lot of problems. India is actually a recommendation in not just one, but two of my trading services, ironically, so you and I are thinking alike. There's an interesting triple leverage play on India, which I recommended for my high-risk trading service. ticker symbol for that is INDL, which is, again, based on this idea that there's going to be more of a pro-reform government coming into India. The big picture story in India is hopefully a more pro-reform government coming in, India was also willing to get the former chief economist of the International Monetary Fund and a University of Chicago professor, who is now head of the central bank there. And so that's why you've seen a tremendous turnaround in the Indian rupee, the currency, because of the confidence that is instilling among foreign investors. It's almost like you can look at these countries almost like stocks, except the measures aren't really sort of, you know, PEG ratios or price earnings ratios, but it's really the current political environment and the current, you know, prospects for change that are really going to drive these markets. And you know what? They oftentimes act a lot like tech stocks. It's not unheard of in emerging markets for certain markets to go up 50, 60, 70, 80% a year because, you know, the current investor mood toward them is quite positive. And I think we may be entering a time in the market in that cycle where you might be seeing those kind of gains.
I couldn't agree more. NicholasVardy.com. Nick, we look forward to our next visit, and good luck to you in Europe when you get over here to the States. Stop in San Diego. We'll go get some fish and chips, all right?
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Okay. Thank you, Nicholas Vardy, Global Guru Investing, NicholasVardy.com. Okay. I had no idea what Nick was going to say. We didn't rehearse any of this. I've been saying it's time to learn foreign languages. It's time to look up foreign stocks. The nice part is you can buy them right here on the U.S. markets. The ADRs trade on the U.S. markets. You don't have to buy them on the London Stock Exchange or on the Bovespa Stock Exchange. They're available right here. And, of course, through ETFs now, you can buy Mexico. I bought Singapore yesterday, EWS, in my aggressive growth accounts. I bought Australia a few days ago, EWA. This is where the market is headed right now. And what does that mean for your 401k? Well, I think you can figure it out. Take a look at my newsletter, twstreet.com. Take a look at the makeovers that I've completely made as the market has made itself over. And you can keep doing what you did last year, but it's not going to produce the same results as it did last year. The markets have completely changed. Markets are chasing value. Markets are chasing low PE. You've heard what Nick said. You know, the PE in the S&P 500 is no longer in the 12 or 13 area. It's much higher than that. And you look elsewhere in the world, and you're looking at 10, 11 PEs on some of these global markets. The app has been spot on. You can take a look at the indexes. Nick said in his studies, the U.S. out of 44 countries is now ranked number 34. When you get a chance, go to the app. BestStocksNowApp.com. Click on indexes and look where the U.S. is now ranked globally. It's occupied the number one or number two position for the last several years, but not anymore. Take a look at global investing right now. You thought that's all I ever talked was biotech, right? Well, now we're talking Bovespa. This is Bill Gunderson. I'm pwstreet.com. I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everyone.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.